Lisa had just completed her monthly one-on-one with her leader and she came out of that meeting disappointed and unhappy with the outcomes. In fact, she was rather angry at her boss. She had spent a great deal of time planning for the meeting and had prepared her points of discussion thoughtfully and logically. Lisa has been with the company for 3 years as a senior data analyst in the marketing department of a large hospitality company that manages hotels right across the globe. Her immediate supervisor, Kieran, is the VP, Marketing and has only been recently appointed into the role, since 6 months ago. He is new to hotels but has a very impressive background in marketing, having worked in various industries including banking, pharmaceuticals and retail. Kieran have just completed his one-on-one with Lisa and he is pleased with the outcome as he was able to communicate with her and tell her his expectations and where he felt that she had fell short. In his view, Lisa is a little stubborn and is set in her ways and is not open to new ideas. Kieran had been given a mandate to turn the marketing department around as they had been stuck in data and figures. They lacked creativity and an active approach to drive the business. He knows that Lisa is very talented and has great skills, which he needs, as he needs her business acumen, her knowledge of the business, and her ability to analyze and interpret the data. Lisa had heard great things about Kieran and was impressed with some of the marketing initiatives that he had put in place in his previous organization. However, on first being introduced to her, she found him arrogant and rather full of himself, which she felt was not a good fit for the hotel business. What went wrong here for Lisa but was all good for Kieran? How do you achieve a win-win outcome in such a situation? What advice would you give Kieran to turn the situation around? Suresh Menon on Human Resources.